Three seventh graders have come up with a winning idea, one that could save a lot of lives. Their idea and the invention that followed have earned them a place as finalists in the Bayer National Science Foundation Award competition. It's an annual competition that challenges middle school-aged children to improve their communities using science and technology. This team of three, Kelsey Hand, Rochelle Taylor, and Athena Pisanello, attend Hyde Park Middle School in Las Vegas, Nevada. And what did they come up with? Well, we thought we'd let them explain it. Two members of the team are with us today, Kelsey and Rochelle. Rochelle, what is it that you've invented and why?
Well, we invented the baby beeper, and we invented this device so that we could prevent parents from accidentally leaving their children in cars. And if it's 90 degrees outside, it can reach up to 120 degrees in 30 minutes, and it can be really fatal.
Kelsey, is this a problem that children get left behind in car seats?
Yes, it is a big problem. We researched, we called the Las Vegas Fire Department, and they told us that in the year 2000, they rescued 590 babies from cars, and five cases resulted in death. That was in Las Vegas alone.
Have you actually built one? Have you actually built a beeper, or is this something you still have on paper?
Yes, we do. This is Kelsey. We have one here, actually.
Can you set it off? Can you beep it?
Sure. Here it is.
Ow. That's pretty
good.
Yeah. Remind you that your baby's in the car.
So how does it work?
Well, there's a weight-sensitive pressure pad, which is wired to a transmitter. And when weight is on the pressure pad, it activates the transmitter, which sends signals to a receiver.
Which is, the receiver is a device that goes on your keychain, like a keychain fob, actually. And when you walk further away from your car, the receiver will begin to beep, alarming you that your baby's still in the car.
Wow. Well, this contest that you're entering, it required you not just to dream up this idea, but you had to do a lot of research about how babies' lives could be saved and if people would really buy this invention. So how did you go about collecting this research?
We did a parent survey to see who would buy this device and how much they would pay for it. And we got like prices from all over the place. And we talked to a lot of people, like different engineers and different parents to see what their ideas were.
Like we called parents and we tried to see what they think would be useful for a parent to use in like the way, should we have it in the car or should we have it in its own car seat and stuff like that.
So the device would be movable and it wouldn't have to be installed in the car seat.
So Kelsey, have you had any interest from anyone in manufacturing your device so that it could reach more parents?
Yes, we have. We have one person who wants to manufacture our device, and he works for TSI Alarm Companies, and his name is Terry Ford. We also have a patent on ours, on our device, that covers a lot of different ideas in case we come up with something new.
There were 600 entries to the Bayer National Science Foundation competition, and your team is among the 10 finalists. So, Kelsey, what do you win as one of the top 10 finalists?
Being one of the top 10 finalists, you get a full expense paid trip to Disney World in Orlando.
Wow.
And you get to do a bunch of different things while you're there.
Like what?
Go to all the theme parks. There's banquets that we go to the whole time we're there. And it's really nice, catered and all this stuff.
Well, that's important.
And we get to go to the Kennedy Space Center.
And the beach. Can't forget the beach.
Kelsey Hand and Rochelle Taylor are co-inventors, along with classmate Athena Pisanello, of the Baby Beeper, an alarm for car seats. The girls are seventh graders at Hyde Park Middle School in Las Vegas, Nevada. Their teacher and coach is Steve Lloyd. They joined us from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Kelsey, Rochelle, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.